Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe, by now, I know the dust is starting to settle for Major League free agency. You had Jake Arrieta sign with the Phillies, 3 and 75. A big deal in terms of value annually, but not the kind of mega deal people thought he might get. And then there was the tragic case of Mike Moustakas, who rejected Kansas City's qualifying offer of around 17 mil, went out onto the open market, found that nobody wanted him, and came back to Kansas City for $11 million less coming off of a 38 home run season. A good but not great season if you're looking at, say, his OPS. And then there are the Pittsburgh Pirates, who still remain the only team to have not signed a major league free agent this offseason. And it's driving me crazy the more I think about it, that they have conducted their business in this way in a year where the soft market for players, guys who are established who at least in theory could help you, was almost like a market inefficiency. They decided that wasn't worth taking advantage of. Instead of maybe making an offer, say, to Moustakas when he was out there to play third base and keeping Gerrit Cole, perhaps, as your ace pitcher, theoretically, and getting a veteran that has established himself to some extent as a known commodity. No, it was trade Gerrit Cole for Colin Moran and Joe Musgrove and say that you think you got the better of the deal there.
Well, I've been banging this drum for a while. We asked Neil Huntington this very question, right? Maybe we can play that a little later here. The question being, if you think you're close to the playoffs, as Huntington said, he said we're right on the edge, and this was after the Cole McCutchen trades, then why not keep those guys and add in a year, in an off season, where you can actually not spend a ton of money and upgrade your team? And for them not to spend a dime, not one dime, on free agents is, to me, the wrong way to go this offseason. They could prove us wrong, but I thought that this was a golden opportunity, and the new market inefficiency, like, wow, there's guys out there. We could actually build a nice little team here.
I'm just at a loss as to how you can say that you think you're going to contend this year and that you've done things in a way that you're comfortable with when all these people were out there who could have helped you much more definitively contend. I'm sorry. Like, who knows what Colin Moran's going to be? More power to them if he turns into be somebody that with full time at third base blossoms and starts golfing balls over the Clemente wall, which, by the way, isn't even – they I think did the short porch argument with him. That's a myth that that's a short porch first and foremost. You could have had people. You could have had people. And the only way they come out of this looking smart is if somehow all these guys they brought in are basically hits. And that probably isn't going to be the case just by the sheer numbers of it. And it, man, I look at it and it galls me that they didn't spend a single dime on a major league free agent, when if there was ever a year where the playing field for smaller revenue teams was leveled in free agency, this was it.
Exactly. And they're looking again for bargains. They're bargain basement shopping, but they could have done it for guys who actually have track records.
That's the thing.
Maybe they'll be right about Musgrove. Maybe they will. But right now, there's really nothing on his resume. So they're taking a chance again on a guy that they can sort of rebuild or build in the first place here and turn him into a legit major leaguer. How about spending some money on a guy with a track record? How about a Lance Lynn? What about Arrieta? I mean, would that bankrupt the franchise? He didn't go for millions and, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars.
He went for 3 and 75?
Yeah.
Which is a ton of money, yes, for their standards, but it's a $75 million contract in the end. You say they're looking for bargains, and that's what enrages me, because they are, but there were bargains everywhere. Mike Moustakas is a bargain at $6.5 million. It's laughable. The guy hit 38 home runs. I don't care if the balls were juiced all over Major League Baseball. He still hit the ball over the fence 38 times. He's a known commodity. Lance Lynn isn't that great, but my God, for the money? How? It just, again, I go back to this. They have said they think that this is a lot like the 2013 team, that this is a team that can contend, that this is a team that's going to surprise people. I would have taken a lot more in the way of known commodities and people saying, huh, the Pirates might not sneak up on people. They might be pretty good, instead of having to hope for long shots coming in the one freaking year where you could have signed people to reasonable contracts that you could afford.
Well, maybe we can hear Neil Huntington's answer when we asked him that. Like, why in this particular offseason, if you're as close to the playoffs as you say you are, why not keep your best pitcher and best position player from last year and add? Isn't this the year to add?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.